Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Do you know your pearl powder from your Camu Camu? Are you all about Hailey Bieber's strawberry glaze or more into Sabrina Carpenter's short and sweet? And if you don't know what I'm on about, then you're not up with the current viral LA celeb trend, which is Erewhon smoothies. Chef and Instagrammer Alana Sheehan, good afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
And you're going to explain all this and then bring it home to us so how we can get a little bit of this ourselves. So tell me about, is it pronounced Erewhon, yes?
Yes, you have it right.
Yeah, and tell me about that. So it's been around for a while. It's a kind of a natural food supermarket, is it?
Yeah, it was actually the first one in America. It's been around since 1966. And more recently, it's hit the headlines because of their celebrity-endorsed smoothies.
Yeah, go on.
So these smoothies, they're sophisticated smoothies. I think it's so clever. It's marketing genius that this shop that's been around since 1966 is still so relevant and it's hitting the headlines. I think it's just so clever.
And so these smoothies, it's not your average kind of like banana and strawberry or whatever. They're putting lots of powders and supplements and superfoods and stuff in there. Is that right?
Yeah, these smoothies are sophisticated smoothies on steroids. So one, for example, and I think their most outrageous one was by a meatfluencer. His name was Paul Saldino.
And okay.
Enough said.
A meatfluencer. I didn't know there was such a thing, right?
But he used ordinary ingredients like blueberry, banana, but then he is famous. And this one is one of the more well-known ones because he used dried beef organ powder, which was made from raw beef liver and spleen, and then topped with coconut cream, yummy, and cow colostrum.
Okay, a meat smoothie, the answer to the question nobody was asking. And tell me...
Exactly.
Do all these kind of ingredients, the powders and superfoods and everything, do they work?
I fully believe they do. Now, there's some that's on their list, like sex moon dust. I'm not sure what that is and what that does or where it comes from. But then there's other ones like ashwagandha that provides a sense of calm. There are medicinal mushrooms there, which are great for brain health, protecting against dementia, things like that. Cacao powder, great. It's anti-inflammatory. And provides a mood boost. So there's definitely a lot there that are really, really beneficial to our health.
Okay. So let's say if we want to start supercharging our own homemade smoothies, like let's keep it fairly down home. What kind of things, if people want to start experimenting, what kind of powders and stuff could they add in to maybe supercharge their smoothie?
One that I drink regularly and like, I'm all for accessible ingredients. We don't need to be traveling far to get what we want. But I have one here that I regularly have, and it has cacao powder in it. Great for anti-inflammatory, for brain health. And then maca powder, which is fantastic for all the hormonal Hillarys out there. It supports women's hormones. And again, it has like an antidepressant effect and just lifts your mood.
Okay. Will I feel the benefit of one of these supercharged smoothies immediately, like, or is it more a medium term kind of benefit?
I think in general, you would have to build up those ingredients in your body to get benefits from them. But from one of the ones I've just said there, ashwagandha, that's used to promote a sense of calm, and that actually works immediately. So some, it would take a while to build up. And how many of these $18 smoothies are you going to buy to get the benefits?
Yeah, exactly. But we're not going to spend $18. We're going to make our own because you have a few nice combos for us here. Now, Alana, are these nice as well as being healthy, these are the ones you're going to give us?
They are delicious, like really, really, really nice.
Okay. So tell me about Radiant Berry Boost.
So Radiant Berry Boost is brilliant for your skin. We can put all the creams you want on your face, but it's more important to feed the skin from within. So this one here, I have avocado, which is great for healthy fats and protein. Blueberries, strawberries, berries are the best fruit that you can eat. They're anti-inflammatory, vitamin skin, they enhance collagen production, and they're full of antioxidants. coconut cream, just for that little luxury element of creaminess. Chia seeds for protein and omega-3. Again, the skin loves that. Coconut water, because it's extra hydrating, great for your skin or for after a workout. And then ground almonds, because they're full of vitamin E and they moisturize and nourish the skin. That is delicious and tastes very delicate, sweet, and just coconut. The coconut cream really gives that one a nice boost.
Okay. And if people are not taking in all these ingredients, we'll put all these up on the website now. Banana brew, tell us about that.
This is an absolute banger of a smoothie. It's a one and done, on the run, two birds, one stone kind of job.
Love it. Okay.
So we're all in a rush in the mornings, and this is great. It's basically your breakfast and your coffee all in one. So it's basically cold brew coffee. You can buy it in the shop, but it's basically just coffee that has went cold. If you have children, you will have lots of this. Then we have some almond milk.
Yeah.
A frozen banana for creaminess, manganese and potassium. And here I use dates for sweetness. Two dates. They are fantastic for a slow release of energy and there's no sugar crash afterwards. And then almond butter for protein and a lovely nuttiness flavor. This one, it kind of tastes, the other one is berry and coconut. This one is kind of giving butterscotch vibes. It's lovely. A real treat.
I like the sound of that. It's kind of like an espresso martini, but in a smoothie form. Listen,
the morning version.
Yes. We should probably say to people, I presume it's not a good idea to start suddenly dumping industrial quantities of fibre into yourself in one drink in the morning, is it?
No, I think it's more important to kind of build it up slowly, especially if you're using those powders, you don't want to put yourself off. So it's more important to just start off slow. And as well, everybody is different. You know, something that someone might benefit from, it mightn't suit you. So I think it's really, really important to take, especially these ingredients, to start off slowly and even use kind of one of the more powerful ingredients at a time just
to see if
you benefit from it.
Okay, so a bit of trial and error there. Just finally, do I need to buy some kind of fancy smoothie maker? What are you using equipment-wise?
Equipment-wise, there's really no excuse not to make a smoothie. You can use a hand blender or you could use a food processor, or probably the best option would be a NutriBullet. And like all of those things, they kind of start off maybe €20 and upwards.
Okay, so whatever your budget, there's something there. Okay, I'm going away now to look up some meatfluencers. This is a new exciting avenue of pleasure I didn't know about. Alana Sheehan, thank you very much. We'll also put up your Mac and Mango Mood Booster. They'll all be up on the website now. Thanks, Alana.
Thank you so much.
And that's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.